This is Trevor Bragdon with Commonwealth Partners, The Winning Edge, tips to help conservatives persuade and win. Do you remember watching the microwave countdown as a kid? It was probably how many of us first learned to count backwards. You'd put in your food, push a couple of buttons, listen to the whirr, and then watch the food spin. Finally, it would beep and your food would be ready. Or maybe you used it for experiments. How long before a marshmallow or a hot dog explodes? Or how much tin foil does it take to make a spark? Whether you are experimenting or cooking, the appeal of the microwave is its speed. There's no preheating. Just press a button and you're in business. In many ways, answering an unscripted question is like using a microwave. You're given a question and have to respond spontaneously in seconds. Usually, you just start talking and hope a good answer pops out. The problem is that we're poor judges of how long we talk. So you often create an overcooked or meandering answer that's hard to follow. But how do you make a spontaneous answer great? It comes down to structure and time constraints. Think of it like this. Answering a question is like turning on a microwave in our heads. First, you need to press the right buttons for the content and then pick a length of time to talk. In this episode of The Winning Edge, we'll share two tactics for giving a concise and effective unscripted answer. The tactics are the two-point tactic and the principle plus story tactic. Let's start with the two-point tactic. To create a clear structure for your answer, you can manufacture it using the two-point tactic. Here's how it works. Step one, listen closely to the question you're asked. Then pause for a few seconds just to gather your thoughts, maybe 2 to 3 seconds. Next, say, "That's a good question. It comes down to two things." State your first point, which gives you time to think of what you want to say next. Then introduce your second point by saying, "And the second important thing is," and then you go into your second point. If you have only one point when you start talking, that's okay. Hit that one point, and then usually while you're talking, you'll think of the second point. Just trust yourself and trust the process. To practice the two-point tactic, use a countdown timer on your phone. Have someone ask you a question and then start the timer and try to answer it in 60 seconds using the two-point structure. The goal is to complete your first point at about the 30-second mark and leaving about 20 seconds for your second point and then a final 10 seconds for the summary sentence. The next tactic is the principle plus story tactic. The principle plus story tactic is familiar to the two-point tactic, but with even more structure. Here's how it works. First, when you receive a question, say, "That's a good question. When I'm elected, here's how I'm going to make decisions based on questions like this." Then give a 1 or 2 sentence answer about the principle guiding your decision-making. Then tell a story from your past that reinforces the principle. By stating the principle up front, you're providing a clear framework for your answer. Then the story illustrates or supports the principle, making your answer more engaging and memorable to your audience. Practice this technique by having someone ask questions and then use the countdown timer as you answer them. Try a 90-second answer first. Use the first 30 seconds for your principle and then 60 seconds for a quick story. Now, for the story, don't worry about giving a lot of background. Just jump right to the story's action with minimal context. As the saying goes, if you want to tell a story about seeing a bear, start the story the moment before you see the bear. So putting this all together, mastering unscripted answers is a critical skill for any candidate, but it's also one you can easily practice. Think of it like a microwave. You get the question and need to decide which button to push, the two-point or the principle plus story button. Then press the button in your head, start talking, and be done before the countdown timer reaches zero. To practice, use ChatGPT to create some sample questions for you. It does a pretty decent job if you give it some context on the topic of the debate or the topic of the interview. You can try a prompt like this. I'm creating debate questions for, and then you insert your political office in, and then you put your area of the state. And the topics include, and then put a couple of topics, and then say, can you create 10 debate questions? Now, don't look at the questions, but have someone read them to you. Then answer each question with a countdown timer on your phone. Focus on getting 90-second answers, then 60-second answers, and finally practice a 30-second answer. Try it out. You'll be amazed how much more comfortable you feel creating spontaneous answers after several 30-minute practice sessions using these techniques. So the next time you get a question, remember the microwave analogy. Decide which button you'll press in your mind, the 2-point or the principal plus story, and then give a concise answer in 60 to 90 seconds that follows that structure.